My family, I'm going there for Christmas and spend that with them. My parents, they're getting the age where like everything in their house is broken. Play chess, there's six pieces missing from our chess set. So we replaced them with pieces from my mom's nativity scene. We're playing chess with the Virgin Mary and goats and wise men. My Uncle Cheech, it's like Uncle Earl, that's a pawn, you're not supposed to move him backwards. That's the son of God, boy, move him whenever the hell he wants to go. You show a little respect at his birthday, Jesus takes the queen on his birthday. That fella can walk on water, he can damn well move backwards, I'll tell you that right now. I took him to eat, we go to the restaurant, get the menu. You know when you get a menu, at the top of every page, there's a heading, tells you what's on that page. He orders the heading. I'll have the steak and pork. You can't order that. Why not? It's the heading. I don't care what it is. It says steak and pork. That's what I want, damn it. Give me the steak and pork. Fine, what do you want to drink? Assorted beverages. He hates any store that sells more than like six items too. It's too damn big in there, you're gonna get lost. I don't like them big stores either. They're putting everybody out of business. I'm like, they're not putting everybody. Yes, they are. They put my friend Clem out of business. Your friend Clem owned a Top Hat store. And then John Wilkes Booth put him out of business. He's a big baseball fan too. Oh, he likes baseball. He listens to the game every night on the radio. He spends a whole game complaining that the announcer is not telling him the score frequently enough. That's all he wants to hear is a score, so he just shouts at the radio, "What's the score, fat ass? What's the score, moron? What's the score, fat moron ass?" Like his idea of the perfect broadcast would be this. The score is 3-2. 3-2 is the score. The score is 3-2. One team has three, the other team has two. The team of three is beating the team of two by a margin of one. The score is 3-2. Hey, folks, if you've just joined us, the score is 3-2. We're going to go down to the field now for a special report. Bob, what's going on down there? Larry, down here, the score is 3-2. But let's take a closer look at that score to the number three. That is an odd number. It is also a prime number, only divisible by itself. It's one less than four, one more than two. That means if the team of two were to get one more run, the score would then be 3-3. Whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Bob. Right now, the score is 3-2. That's a damn good broadcast right there. That fella ought to get him an Emmy Award or something like that. Fat moron asked her to take a page out of that man's book. I'm just saying. That's a one-star saying, isn't it? I'm just saying. You ever notice when somebody says, "I'm just saying," something ignorant is on the way? They get that look in their eyes. I'm just saying. Oh, no. Get the kids and the minorities in the other room. Jimmy's going to say something stupid. I'm just saying there's a wallet missing and there's only one black guy that works here. It's his wallet that's missing. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if she's wearing that, she's looking to have sex right now. She's a nurse, that's her uniform. Just saying. I was watching TV, there was a Native American on TV, he was old. Every time you see a Native American on TV over the age of 60, he's always wise, right? Always. There's gotta be at least one stupid Indian out there somewhere. Giving out bad advice like the old guys in my family. If you are having problems with your woman, go to her village and steal her corn. And she will know you are a man of courage. What are you talking about? I'm just saying. Yeah, I got some one-star family members. My cousin's half a star. He got mad at me this summer, told me he was gonna karate fight my ass. I don't know karate, but I'm pretty sure if you call it karate fighting, neither do you. Clearly, the Japanese have to be very disappointed. This is how things turned out with the martial arts in this country. I've noticed there's a lot of one-star people trying to learn to fight like the Asian culture. I just wonder if over in Japan, there's a bunch of Asian kids trying to learn to fight like American one-star people. Before fight, take shirt off and walk around. Pound chest, talk trash. Secretly hope someone show up and break up fight before it occurs. If you win the fight, stand over opponent and say, I told you, you not want none of this. Go home, don't pay child support. These are the ways of the one-star warrior. Thanks a lot, you guys. You've been awesome, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.